issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. This is Peter Matthews with Firehouse.com, and today we have Mary Valine and Harvey Eisner, both putting together the Firehouse World Conference, which is just around the corner. This year it'll be held February 28th through March 4th at the San Diego Convention Center. You can find more information at firehouseworld.com. Mary, can you tell me this year, we've got a partnership with the California State Firefighters Association. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and some of the benefits that members of the CFSA have?
Sure. Thanks, Pete. We've partnered with CSFA this year to host their annual conference. This is their 88th annual conference. This association has 24,000 members, both volunteer and paid firefighters. And so we are looking to create more value at our event, and what a good way to deliver two really strong events in one location, 1 week, cut some travel for some folks, and provide more opportunity at each other's events. So we are pleased to be hosting their event. It's going to start on Monday, March 1st. Most of their business meetings and elections and things of that nature will take place at the Holiday Inn on the Bay, and they will have a shuttle service back and forth to the convention center. We'll be doing our opening keynote together on Tuesday, March 2nd, and we'll be adding a memorial service this year to recognize all of the California firefighters who have passed away in 2009. And we're looking forward to offering some new classes, too, that they're going to be hosting, a little more California focused, a little more state and regional. So we're excited to be with them. They're also going to be doing some excursions that are open to Firehouse World attendees as well. They'll be taking folks out to see some whales at the whale watching excursion, and they'll be doing a trip to the San Diego Zoo. So both of those excursions, you can get information on our website and sign up, and they're good values and good opportunities for families.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mary. And Harvey, what about the hands-on and pre-conference sessions that will be offered this year?
We still have room available in both the hands-on and the pre-conference sessions. Some of the hands-on training sessions that we're offering this year are forcible entry, ventilation practices, fire ground search, University of Extrication, managing your air, and also live fire critical evaluations. That's actual live firefighting. So there's still openings in many of those classes. Just go to the website, firehouseworld.com, to sign up. For our pre-conference classes, I just wanted to highlight some of them that we have. Mark Emery is going to present a seminar on building construction, strategic and tactical considerations. Ed Hatfield is going to do a captain's college about leadership. We have Mastering the Fire Service Assessment Center from Anthony Castros. We also have Leading as a Fire Officer, Your Fire Department Needs You, Dennis Compton, and John Norman will discuss taxpayer and strip mall fires. So those are our pre-conference and hands-on classes.
Okay, thank you, Harvey. Mary, you had mentioned earlier about the keynote will be a group effort between Firehouse World and the CFSA. Can you offer some insight as to what we'll be presenting this year?
Sure. Our keynote address is going to be John McClain, and he's the author of Fire on the Mountain, and he's going to be looking at the Esperanza Fire and the investigation that followed and actually led to a death sentence of Ray Euler, because five firefighters did die in that fire. So it's going to be a very dynamic and interesting topic, and everyone with an exhibit hall pass is welcome to attend. And as I mentioned, we'll be doing a nice memorial, and we will have some dignitaries up there to address, and the state fire marshal will be there to kind of give an update on California right now and the financial situation and how that's impacting fire departments. So, again, it'll be well-rounded and interesting, and as I mentioned, all exhibit hall attendees are encouraged to attend, as well as, of course, conference attendees.
Okay, and then after the keynote and the opening ceremony wraps up, Harvey, can you just give us a little light as far as the classroom sessions that you're offering this year?
Yes, I'd love to. I'm going to give you some of the basic classes that we have. We have the almost about 80 classes under about 32 different topic headings this year. So we have the return of Abbotville. Don Abbott has his little magical city, and it's used for pre-planning emergencies. It's very dynamic, very unusual, and it's something that somebody who's interested in pre-planning any type of emergency incident would be happy to role-play in this multi-hour classroom presentation. We also have Larry Collins from L.A. County. He's going to talk about 10 steps for structural collapse search and rescue operations. And I just got off the email with him. He's still in Haiti with his L.A. County USAR team operating. So we should get some phenomenal stories and pictures from Haiti from Larry during his presentation in San Diego. So that should be a real highlight. Something, of course, we hadn't anticipated, but I do believe that we will get a tremendous presentation from him during his structural collapse search and rescue operations, which they're doing right now in Haiti. We also have the incident, the first incident commander that, from the recent L.A. freight train and commuter train crash in Los Angeles City. So that first incident commander will be on the scene to tell us what he saw and what they had to do to get all the emergency help in there and rescue all those people, both alive and dead. High-rise firefighting, we have a several multi-part series from Curtis Massey talking about the latest in strategy and tactics and also construction of high-rises. How to build a successful academy fitness program from A to Z, Michael Contreras from Orange County. How to kick butt in your panel interview by Kimberly Allen. We have entrapment avoidance in urban wildland interface, one of several wildland classes that we have. First Arriving Unit Operations, The Key to Success, from Richie Blattis. We have All Hell Breaks Loose and Now You're Out of Air. Steve Bernocco from Seattle talks about air management. We have Wildland Urban Interface Structure Protection. J.P. Harris, retired from L.A. County Battalion Chief. He's going to talk about some of the new rules and regulations that are coming out with wildland firefighting. And some of the other highlights we have, how to increase recruit success through physical fitness, promotional interviews, responding to everyday rescue emergencies, the fire station pyramid of success, extinguishing the flames of liability, and how to excel at promotional exams. Many of the classes that we have are for the firefighters who are looking to advance their career and promotion. So there are many, many classes that are slated for that promotional opportunity. We also have common fire ground mistakes, improving response and roadway safety in police and fire services, very important for operating on the highways. We have the Fire Chiefs Forum on Thursday morning, runs all day. It was very successful last year. There's still room available if people want to partake, with some major names in the country, fire chiefs that will give presentations on how to keep up with today's times and the tough fiscal needs that are out there today. Everybody's having a tough time with that. And lastly, how to get the best score on a fire simulator is one of those other classes for promotion. And I just wanted to highlight at the end three classes that are in the CSFA conference program. One of them is detecting narcotics tampering, very important with any department that runs EMS service. We also have dealing with substance abuse in the firehouse. And finally, they're going to discuss the recent case in Connecticut with the promotional a lawsuit about the firefighters and discrimination in the lawsuit process of them being promoted. So that'll be one of the other classes that are in the CSFA conference. That's all in partner with us this year for the first time.
Okay, Harvey, thank you. Mary, looking at, you know, the day is over, and there's always the networking opportunities during breaks and throughout meeting people in the hotels and stuff like that. But can you tell us about the networking events that are available this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Fire Etc. will be hosting their 7th annual networking event again at the Fire Museum. And if you have never been, you definitely want to check this out. It is a jam-packed museum with people from all over the country just having a really good time. They have a nice amount of food and drinks available. And it usually goes quite late, and people seem to have a really good time. So I encourage you to check that out. It's on the second night, which is Wednesday, March 3rd. There is no fee, and there are free shuttles from the convention center that will start right at 5 o'clock when the show floor closes. And then, of course, you know, San Diego with its gas lamp district across from the convention center is just a really good time and place to meet people and talk to them about some issues that you're going through and get some answers to current fire issues.
And how about the exhibit floor? What are some of the things that we could look forward to seeing this year down there?
Well, there are over 350 exhibitors bringing a variety of new products, and this is really just a great opportunity to meet with the manufacturers, ask questions. You don't have to make a variety of phone calls. You can just visit them face-to-face. If you don't have the funding right now, this is a good time to do your homework so that when you do get your budget, you're able to make the purchase right away. Or if you're not going to be able to for a little bit and you have to delay, we encourage you to go down there and talk about servicing options and ways to make your equipment last a little bit longer as we all struggle to work with current budget cuts. And the exhibit floor does start on Tuesday, March 2nd, and it goes until Thursday. And the show floor hours are, of course, on the website, firehouseworld.com.
Hey, Mary, thank you. And I would be remiss if I forgot to mention earlier the EMS at Firehouse World. There are several classes for EMS providers, so we can we'll provide a link to that list of classes on the podcast player page, and you can find that at firehouseworld.com as well. And before we wrap up, I just want to let everybody know we're going to be recording a series of podcasts at Firehouse World this year. On Tuesday, we're going to present the Buzz on Technical Rescue. That'll be the first time we ever do a live Buzz on Technical Rescue podcast, so we'll be doing that at 12 o'clock. That'll be followed up by high-rise firefighting using the regional approach. And at 3:30, we're going to do initial command, success in the first few moments of the firefight. On Wednesday, we're going to do the apparatus architects live from the classroom, the leader's toolbox, wildland firefighting roundtable, and finishing up the day podcast will be at 1:45, command and control of strip mall fires. And on Thursday morning at 10:15, we're going to do another roundtable on wildland firefighting, and you can look for us in room 17B, where we'll be doing podcasts the entire week. So we look forward to seeing some of our listeners there. And also stay tuned to firehouse.com during the week. We'll have a news team out there providing updates and stories throughout the week. So make sure you follow us on firehouse.com as well. Mary and Harvey, thank you for joining us. We appreciate taking the time. And we look forward to seeing everybody here in just over a month in San Diego. That's the show again is February 28th through March 4th in San Diego.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these, or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.